Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean will be back with us tomorrow. The headlines today, Black Widow ceded its number one spot to an unlikely foe in its second week in theaters, The Toon Squad. LeBron James, Bugs Bunny, and the rest of the stars of Warner Brothers' Space Jam, A New Legacy, defied expectations and won the box office this weekend. According to studio estimates, Space Jam grossed just over $31 million in North America, Black Widow, $26 million. Space Jam poorly reviewed, but doing okay. Black Widow fell 67% in its second weekend. Interesting note from Brian Lowry of CNN. He said, a pattern is emerging regarding box office numbers during the pandemic. It appears to have exacerbated the dynamic that those really committed to seeing a movie in theaters do it right away, opening night or at least the first weekend. And those more marginally interested are content to watch at home. That's the best explanation of the decline in Black Widow numbers. The steepest second weekend drop for a Marvel movie released by Disney. That trend seems likely to continue as long as the at-home option, either via a regular streaming service subscription or at an additional premium, exists. And R. Kelly's federal case in Chicago is on hold amid ongoing turmoil with Kelly's legal team and a looming racketeering trial in New York City. A film about Anthony Bourdain, Roadrunner, did big business in its box office debut over the weekend, scoring the biggest weekend opening for a documentary or any specialty film during the pandemic era. Speaking of documentaries, I couldn't stop watching McCartney 321 on Hulu, the series of half hours with Rick Rubin and Paul McCartney going through old Beatle tracks and really getting in the weeds of the music. But it was really fascinating. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on Hulu, McCartney 321. It'll make you want to listen to all those Beatles songs all over again. Now on to late night television, and this was pretty good. Friday night, comedian Nick Kroll filled in for Jimmy Kimmel and had a pretty amusing monologue. Here are some highlights.
Hello and welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I am your guest host, Nick Kroll. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you know what's crazy? Back in 2005, I actually applied to be a writer on this show. And yeah, and the feedback that we got back was, these jokes suck. But I don't know. I kind of think they hold up. But you guys, you probably wouldn't want to hear them, would you? Okay. Okay. All right. Again, folks, these jokes are from 2005, so some of them might seem like a little bit dated. So let's see what we got here. Okay. During last week's Hurricane Katrina telethon, Kanye West said George Bush doesn't care about black people, and he's absolutely right. There will never be a dumber, more racist president than George W. Bush ever. I mean, and what's crazy is, like, then we had Barack Obama. I don't know. Should I do another one? I don't know. Okay, 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 okay. Let's see what we got here. Britney Spears recently cut off all her hair. Boy, Britney's dad needs to hide his flowby better, then freeze her bank accounts and generally restrict all her personal freedoms for almost two decades. Well, folks, the joke's on Kimmel, because here I am 16 years later and I am hosting his show.
Comedy Central's Nick Kroll, Friday night. And that's your entertainment roundup.